Dr. Leung. This is Dr. Leung. The clinical patient last name is Marsh. Again, Marsh. First name is Mitchell. Mitchell. Date of visit is October 2, 2024. Next verification tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. It was in 2011. The first type of patient was in Camp Roberts, California. First type of patient was in a training exercise. The first type of patient was sitting in a, patient was in a Humvee in a training exercise. The first type of patient was in a gunner hatch position. First type patient tells me that there was an accident with the Humvee. He was thrown out of the Humvee. First type of patient landed on the ground. First type of patient immediate loss of consciousness for about 5 minutes. First type, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. First up, a patient has severe head pain. Patient has severe head pain for the next few days. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that in 2012, a patient was in Afghanistan. Patient was in a gym. Suddenly there was a controlled detonation. It was really loud. Patient tells me the shock wave caused him to fall to the ground. Patient had severe ringing. Patient was dizzy. Patient was confused and disoriented from that. Since the event, the time of patient has memory loss. The first time patient has head pain. First time patient has patient has speech difficulties. The first time patient has memory deficits. The first time patient has difficulty follow conversation. First time patient will forget task duties very easily. First time patient with patients has a random spells of thoughts. The first time patient. A patient also ringing the ears. The first time patient's tinnitus. The first step. Next paragraph. Patient was working for a construction company. First up, however, is not able to work there anymore. First up, when he was working for the construction company, a patient was a certified heavy equipment operator. First up, he tells me that his memory is a significant effect affecting his job performance. First up, he's not able to remember his. Task duties. First, patient significant difficulty to follow instructions. First, patient has difficulty to follow task duties. First, patient tells me he had to quit because he was not able to work there because he was afraid that somebody would get hurt if he forgot to do something. First, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First, patient had to. Traumatic brain injury in 2011. First time patient was in Camp Roberts, California. First time patient was during a training exercise. Camp patient was in the gunner hatch position. First time patient tells me that there was an accident with the Humvee. He was thrown out of the Humvee. And then he landed on the ground. First time he hit the head. Patient immediately lost consciousness for about 5 minutes. First time he was confused and disoriented when he woke up. First time patient also got severe head pain. First time patient tells me that in 2012, a patient also was in Afghanistan. First up, a patient tells me that he was in the gym. First up, suddenly there was this control explosion. First up, a patient tells me that that has significantly affected him. First type of patient tells me that he fell to the ground, had a constant ringing in the ears, and since the event, a patient has significant side effects. First type of patient tells me that he now has significant symptoms coming, including headaches, confusion, memory deficit. It is my opinion that these symptoms are all signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. Patient has memory deficit. A patient has constant headaches, ringing in the ears. These are all common side effects. Common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. This marks the end of dictation.